to finish off Kutzarek Hei, the Chokos, I gave you a tshuva from the Eagles that speaks to what I think is a bit of a chidush, simply because of its simplicity, that somehow, I guess not speaking our idiom, we lack a simple understanding of the interrelationship between hachokos and our concern for tznius. We learn that we're willing to be mekel on atakonos chachomim or schach bito and allow tefila biyom in order to protect the modesty, the privacy of the family, of the husband and wife. And then we come to this sugya of achokos. It seems to be a public display announcing that she's in the period of nidus. Is that not a violation of the halacha of tznius, which is halacha, most likely halacha d'oraisa tznius? Yes. By Bila Marosha, he said, Matovu Alecho Yaakov, he saw that the tents were not positioned in a way that one could look into the other one's tent. On the contrary, they positioned their tents in the desert, give each one privacy. And here we learn there's a chi of tznius. It has to do with the sugi that many of you learned, though the daf yomi learned it a little while ago. It's part of hezekriah, the concept of hezekriah, which assumes more significance when the hezekriah has to do with what Chazal held was a violation of modesty in part of a husband and wife. But this tshuva directs itself to it, and I think unnecessarily. By that I mean, if you analyze our social mores, the language we use, the topics that are proper to mention to a stranger, I think the whole shaila about hachokos disappears. Chazal made an isu, composite isu called hachokos, designed so that two human frailties, two forces, two human tensions are dealt with a pialoche. One is the possibility of just forgetting that she's a needer. It makes more sense if the husband was away on a trip and came home. Or it could be he has a few wives, which once was a possibility. Some to be reminded of the halacha of nida. I mean, Hashem, we wear a yarmulke, and we make brachos, and we daven three times a day to remind us there's a rabbeinu shel olam. That's all it's designed for. And yet somehow we forget. No one could commit a sin if he remembered. What forgetting means, sometimes it's rationalization, sometimes it's forgetting. And Hilchos Nida you add to it a very powerful force. The sex drive is a powerful, powerful force. Therefore, Chachom is so fit to set up a bunch of shogim. The sugo of a shoshanim, as we read yesterday, it's almost like tongue-in-cheek. Sugo of shoshanim, not emphasizing the flimsiness of the barrier, but rather the need for shogim la-shoshanim, need to make shogim, to make fences around the law. So the issue and it concerns every young couple. I have a lot of experience this last 2 weeks. In November, I'll be Masada Kedushin 5 times. In January, 4 or 6, depending on which weddings I make. You meet with a couple before, as part of Rabbonus.
Yeah.
And then when you finish talking to them, and I have a checklist, what they should be familiar with the protocol of the what they have to do. Remind the host has to buy a ring. Remind the college, remind the host you get a license. And then you ask them, you have any questions? So you expect 2 questions to come up. Question number one is, can we delay having babies? Contraception. That's the first question, always. Right. The second question they ask concerns Taras HaMishpacha. And the thing that bothers them most is either the problem of bdikos, which usually doesn't come up before the chasen, as a shayla comes in after the chasen. Or this question of the hachokos, especially eating together, etc., etc. The question, can they go on a trip together when she's in Egypt? Have a day off, a Veterans Day. I wasn't aware that, I forgot already that the post office is closed and the school is closed. It dawned on me that something's happening because I crossed the George over Russian Bridge. I decided to try the upper level. I haven't done that for a long time and screwed it right too. So I realized it must be about a legal holiday or
something.
So here I want to emphasize 2 points. One which we mentioned in passing yesterday already, and one which mentioned in the Tshuva too, that you see that the care was only expressed for the tznius of sleeping with your wife, not for the tznius of not sleeping with your wife. There was nothing embarrassing about people knowing that a woman is based nidusa. It's Hezbollah, when no one says it as I'm saying it to you now, I don't know. It's very clear. Number one, there was taharos. Whether taharos, or whether chulin shenecholim, al taharos, al kdushas trumim, al kodesh, those were widespread minhagim. And therefore, the status of nidus was a constant that people were aware of. It's emphasized by the fact that it was big dini duso. Remember, we had the shaila, woman put on big dini duso, and then she told the husband, I didn't mean it, right? And she wants to change her mind. The din of amaslo. We paskin that if she did a maase, then lo osa dibu umavatal maase. But that was a public announcement to everybody that you wore those big dini duso. Because the reason that she can't change her mind, we don't accept any excuse that she was angry at him or she wasn't feeling well, is because she can't give that excuse to other people, and other people know, so she doesn't undo the previous act. In Dibur, I spoke to you, I told you, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't tell anybody else. Well, she puts on Bigni to do so, all of them are trying to give that hesbo. Everybody saw her. She's going to run over to everybody and tell him, no, I was angry at my husband, and therefore I put on Bigni to do so, so he shouldn't bother me. Therefore, you can't undo. There's no way to retract what you did before. Which means it was a public announcement, Bigni to do so. So here, you'll excuse me if I use some practical examples. And you heard people say, I'm not feeling so well, I'm not going to eat lunch, I have an upset stomach. English translation, I run to the bathroom very often. That's perfectly proper language. It's kind of an invasion of privacy. You have to know when I go to the bathroom. It's part of our normal social relationship to mention I'm not feeling well. Tell people. I heard on the radio coming in, some ball player announced that he has cancer. Whose business is that? Basically, but it's a proper topic. He's a professional. He's in the public eye. It's proper to say that. I don't know how that sense of propriety. I don't understand exactly. But a chilik. Point I want to make is that there was nothing embarrassing for a woman to be in a state of nidus. Like there's nothing embarrassing for to have an upset stomach. Or she'll say to a friend, excuse me, I'm running to the bathroom, I have a urinary tract infection. It's still not a violation of tzniut. That's the key. The question doesn't belong. That question, is this not a violation of tzniut? Just like we're careful, no one should know when she goes to mikveh. Well, that's a violation of tzniut. I don't want, as we read in the Pesach Tshuva, for people to have in their mind, my next door neighbor, oh, I know what they're doing tonight. And she's a nidah, he has in mind, I know what they're not doing tonight. So 2 points. One, the need for hachakos. If you do any reading about the psychology of marital relations, you get an understanding of how a tension situation can flare up and involve a violation of halacha. A rationalization, or justification, or something. That's reality. Therefore, Chazal responded to reality. And number two, it is not an impropriety for people to know that your wife is a nidah. Your wife's friends can invite her to come to a swimming pool during the summer. And she'll answer, I'm sorry, I can't, that's the time of the month, I can't go to the swimming pool now. The perfectly proper response. Does she have to get that response? No, she can say, I don't want to go. But it's not an impropriety. That's what the halachas teach us. Okay? Now let me go through a little quicker. It's tshuva, but it's an important, it touches all the points we mentioned without, I think, giving an adequate defense. Defense seems to be more halachic than one that relies on social propriety. Okay, you have the tshuva? Who didn't get it? Okay. Right? You weren't here when we gave it up?
Then I have it.
You don't have it, I have it. Let's see which one it is. Yeah.
Yeah, also, maybe.
Should be after that?
Yeah, two and.
One more? Okay, you with us? The shower is asking, Ula yesh lahatir mishum be'oz ein bo rayon shel kiruv, right? V'yesh bezeh mishum kvod habrios. Two issues were raised. One is reality. When I'm with other people, I don't have that sense of intimacy. Therefore, there's no need for any Syogim Lashushanim. Is the presence of others, strangers, itself a pence, a Syog. Second, we know because the Kvod HaBrios, we are Matir the Rabbonans. In these Hachokos, surely the Rabbonan. The Isur of Nishi Bechibuk may be Doraisa, the Rambam Shita. But the idea of not eating at the table without a Heker, a Dobar HaMavsik, that's certainly the Rabbonan. Mid Rabbonan, we're Matir, Isuri the Rabbonan for Kod HaBrius. Remember the Sugi of Shatnes. He realizes he's wearing Shatnes Beshuk. If it's shatnas d'oraisa, and take it off, and walk home without his pants. If it's a rabbonan, mishum kvod habrios, no. And did we learn that already in the text? Next thing. Hine imo de kosa vashach in simen kotten zayim mishem habach di kule hayesh omen beramo de baochen shi tehore bekor achas sagi machel bekor befne yasmo ulo shum heke. Yeah, we discussed it yesterday. If it's their custom of family style, one platter, each one eats from that platter, right? And now, because she's a nidah, they have separate platters, that's an adequate heke, right? There, the shaila is that an adequate heker alone, or do you need two reasons to call it? One, they're eating differently than they did when she was not an eater, by having separate platters. Number two, at that time, there were other people at the table. But if they were alone at the table, then the separate eating wouldn't be enough. You still would need a heker with a candlestick or something there, unusual item at the table to remind them. Not enough of a reminder. It's the composite there. Right. Shu rak mishum shegam b'nei habayis ochel mimoen al shulchan echa b'yachad. Avol kshnei b'nei habayis ochel al shulchan acher v'ish v'ish ochel levadon al shulchan acher also b'lo heker. In other words, this is a minor change over the norm. That is what? Eating on separate platters. Why? Because when there are others around, you don't eat from one platter. One platter is a family affair. In the family, you put up one platter. If you have guests, each one has his own platter. So the fact that you have separate platters is not that dramatic a change or a norm. But if I go ahead and I put my Shabbos candlestick on the table on a Tuesday, right? Obviously, that's a clear hecker.
הרי, על כל פנים חזינון, ואף שיש שם אחרים, יש שם מדיני החוקוס.
You see, so the question was, do החוקוס, are החוקוס neglected in the presence of strangers because of, one, there's no need, number two, is the union of Kovar Abrios. He said, from here you see, since they have a machlokas, whether you need a heko when other people are there or not. So you see, obviously, we're talking about other people being there, and no one objected to it on the basis of tzius, on the basis of Kovar Abrios. V'doch ha'gloma adu b'vnei v'ayis k'tanim, right, the poshet shal v'gidolim efshe she'yavinu nama. You say, well, that's only even when the strangers are at the table are children. So don't cover up Rios probably, they don't know what's happening. So no, that's not true. You know, no way to catch that into the pshat. Right? You see, even though Gedolim, where Efshar Sheyavinu Nami, where they'll understand that there's a candlestick on the table on a Tuesday, they'll understand that something special is, right? No, nevertheless, also below Shinei HaHeker there, right? ואף השח לא פוליד, אלא שזה עובר, דזה בעצמו, שאוכל כל לחם מקור שלו, הוא הקר שגיל לאכול כשהוא תאורה מקור אחר, זה מותר. אף שאין שם בני וייס. נעצם החלוקס of the אחרונים, right? Whether the separate platters are sufficient הקר or not. וכן פוליד גם שמשמע מהבח שבאין שם בני וייס כלל, עושר אף בהפסיק לאכול בשולחן אחד, the shach has a little chumre. We didn't learn that shach yet. Right? That if they're eating alone, they shouldn't eat at the same table. They should eat on separate tables. Right? Who's over should be hated? Kehefsek v'doma muter av she'en shom b'nei b'ayis klal. Right? Ve'yichilik v'ashach b'an yeshom b'nei b'ayis olo. Im kein gam k'she'esh acherem yeshom dini ha'choker l'kul alma. And he analyzed it further. You keep in mind what I said, that I don't think you need much defense. The Shog Chazal make good sense. The only kasha is, it makes good sense because don't underestimate the tension of sexual need. And number two, there is no issue really of Kovar Abrios. Even Bizman Hazeh, where women don't wear a big nedusa, when they wear a big nedusa, it's clearly that no one worried about the problem of tzvius, that that's a violation of tzvius. But even now, it's not any greater violation than what is considered to be a norm in conversation to mention something about one's personal physical state, physical health, such as I mentioned before, upset stomach, etc., etc. V'tam ha'bach v'shnei diyunim shebo'en shom v'nei. The Bach has two cases, Shei Diyunim, right, the two cases. B'nei Bayis also, right, it should be ancient B'nei Bayis, but one also al Shulchan Echad af behefsik. That's the one chum of the Bach that the Shach records. Number two, right, u'shiyesham B'nei Bayis shemahana heker, יש חילק באוכל גם בני הבית אם לא אמר עושה שולחן מהנה גם ההקר שאוכל כל לחם מקור שלו אם לא הוא יעשו כן ביוסף תהורו או שאין על שולחן אחר לא מהנה אלא הקר הפסה בין הקור של חול אין להם טעם אין לו זה טעם. The second case, second chumrah, the union of the Bach is where he claims that if they're eating on one table, right, and the guests are on another table and they're eating on their personal table, there's too much intimacy there, and you have to have a heker. So shelchura ain't lozet tam. Again, separate tables, then the fact that they eat on separate dishes is enough of a heker. If we're on the same table, then separate dishes are not enough. You have to have a heker. Near the fi yizaiti, hu mishum sheyesh teich shoshos kishlo yasu achokos. Even though that's a problem, if you're worried about a fellow's going to violate the halacha, then why do you stop at supper time? How about bedtime? After the chashin of ishto nida the tkifa sitzro hamutorin is shachet. They didn't require us to have a menstrual hut where the wife stays out of the house. They mentioned the Alosh in the Rambam Shuva, Sholavo al Asaf, right? Which is common in African countries. There are two reasons, really, we worry about. One, Sheyasu Behel Kergelev, Shehi Tohora, they'll forget Shehi Nida. Oh, Yisalmu Me'isu Be'yavu B'shogi. I don't know what that exactly adds to the first phrase. They'll forget about Nida, right? Or they'll be over B'shogi. So Shogi means that they're forgetting. Second is the big issue. Second is the real reason. The second reason is the mashal ochashina with kifas hayetzer benida, but rak below asiyas masa chibo. Well, a maisa is karvus. Avok shosin masa chibo with karvus, it's lochosh and kifas hayetzer gabishuni. For those who hold that Nishu Bechibuk is the Rabbonon, right? The Ramban sheet, not the Rambam. Right? What does he say? Why mean the Rabbanan? I mean, Nisha Rechiva would be Muto. But with Rabbanan, it's also why? It'll lead to more. That's the same thing. Signs of affection, sitting down to eating together at a table. Nowadays, it's become customary. You boys attend chasnas of your chaverim, or sometimes your own. Just get my new system. In fact, except for the Shiv Shechasnis in Lakewood, there, where's the Chosn Kala sit during the supper?
Is it?
A separate table?
No, same table out in the
front. That's the standard. It was always the standard. The Mechatonim sat on one long dais, one long table. Right, Chosn Kala sat in the middle, and his family on one side, the enemy on the other side. Right. No more. Every chasna I've attended, practically every single one, had the chosn kala on a separate table. Right? You call? Why? It's derech chibur. We don't let them dance together. Right? It's derech chibur. That's what we're talking about. Sitting on a table all alone. Once you have that, what it is, you emphasize your relationship. That to lead then to the thoughts that lead to the sexual tension which Chazal were trying to avoid. People, you follow me? That's a clear hezbo. You have to have, this is going to, I say, be a major component of your life. Yeah. Remember, we're talking about 12 days every month. Let me digress for a second. A little bit of marriage counseling. You have to learn how to treat a wife when she's a nida. When she's not a need, it's very easy. You come home, you give her a hug, you kiss her, no problems. She knows she has a husband. That's important for her to remember. When she's a need, you can't do that. So there has to be some understanding. How do you not show affection without showing neglect? And therefore, Chazal were worried, if you're going to show some signs of affection, it'll lead to no neglect. Vine. Masha Ochlin Ato Benidosa Bekoros Michodo Shloka Gelum Betarosa. Right? Who to Elas Ratlach Shashechod? The Shash Rishon. The Loyavol Lishkach Shi Asura. Avolo Mahana Lesalek Shashabez, the Kibosh Och Al Shukhan Echod, Abbekoros Michodos, Ika Maisa Kibo Biscarvos. Kirazin and Shikama Noshim Ochlin Bekoros Michodos, Apetarosa. That's the key, Ezra. That what? No one denies that sitting at a table with your wife is a marital act. It's an act of being married. And therefore, that's what leads to the thoughts of your relationship. The fact that you're eating in separate dishes, that may be a kind of reminder that she's a nida, but not enough to allow for the emotional chibor not to overpower that. So any act of intimacy is a separate concern. What we're saying is the act of intimacy will overpower the fact that you know that she's a nida. And if you consider eating together as an act of intimacy, then that's the Shita Sabach. Then just the fact that you eat on separate dishes doesn't break that intimacy. Sure, it's more intimate when you eat from one plate. But no one denies that sitting together and eating is an act of intimacy. You know, the Gemara in Kedushin, infer that properly. He didn't say anything, but he took her out for dinner and handed her a ring, and maybe and there were two Adim and Miss Kedusha. Why? It's the act of intimacy in together. What do you mean you took my daughter and you fed her? People don't feed other people's daughters. They feed their own daughters or their own wives. And since she's not your daughter, it must have been your wife that you fed. That's the excuse the Yeshiva Bocha has for giving only Coca-Cola. Don't take her out to dinner, because there's too much intimacy there. It's also too expensive nowadays.
And yet, I can still find a way to do it for $40 for two people, including tip. Inflations.
Okay, fellas, you finish the tshuva yourself. The points that I want to make, I made. It's an important tshuva because it deals with the concerns. Yeah.
I'm wondering about in Kuf Tzadi Hei, how much subjectivity there is in these halachos in terms of A, Kavod Abrios, when there some women are more sensitive, some women are less sensitive, and also in terms from the husband's perspective in terms of adding chumras or being makel on certain dinim that the posting court.
That'd be a little bit more specific. Yeah. We learned yesterday already that we're willing to accept circumstances where chibur is overpowered by other concerns, a kind of concept of Torah Bumnose, right? The husband who has to care for a sick wife. Why? In those circumstances, we don't see the sexual tension as a concern. Kavod Abrios, I don't see where, that's the point I made when we started, I don't see where there's an issue of Kavod Abrios.
But that's that's how Rebbe feels about it. But if the person, covet of wives, covet of risk have to be objective.
Right.
It could be that that woman is embarrassed that people will see that she's
right.
being no
Okay. As a, you need more specific examples. She may find the whole Taos Mishpocha as a violation. Oh, that's too bad for her. That's why we send them to Beit Shako or to College for Stern Women. Right. The example I gave when we started this discussion yesterday or the day before already, being out in the street and it's a nice snowy day and the husband is carrying the baby. He wants to hand the baby over to the wife, right? He can't do that. He has to put the baby down on the snowbank, right? And the mom and the wife should pick up the baby. I don't think that's the halacha. I think in those circumstances, but in Kena Satz Bechel Shurim, has to be specific cases. Generally, the answer has to be that COVID abris is not a significant factor. It could be a rare circumstance where it may become, but that's be a rare circumstance. It can't be in the normal management of the home, care of the children, and so on. You can't introduce COVID abris as a cooler in this. It's the best I can do for you in the general. If you be more specific, you can answer more specifically.
I was asked a question. What about since we're concerned about other people finding out when a couple are when she's left the nidus status, they can have relations. Wouldn't that still be a concern that if people see that there are harchakos going on, as subtle as they may be, people tend to notice these things.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they still be able to figure out?
No. Not unless they live there and they have a calendar which they mark off the other person's visit. I mean, normal people. What then? They'll see that last week they went on a trip together, right? And they saw no signs of intimacy. This week they went on a trip and we see they're holding hands. Right? So you realize, oh, it must have been that last week she was a neither and this week's on it. So it's fine, perfectly fine. That's the acceptance that I'm asking for in this concept. It just isn't there. You put up a ghost, but it's just not there. And it has to do also with another problem, which you see, it became more extreme today. Yeah. And that's about asking the woman, asking Shilas about Taras Mishpacha, problems that come up. Does she go to the rabbi and speak to him, or does she send a shliach, or also shliach, or also shliach, that shouldn't know who it came from, There are sensitivities that you try to cater to, even though I think that those are also unnecessary. I always protested with the notion that the husband comes and asks a shayla, and then I have to spend the next 10 minutes on the telephone talking to the wife because he got all messed up when she saw it, what's it, etc. Why didn't she come? Answer is, I'm a man and she's a woman. But tomorrow morning she had an appointment with the gynecologist who's a man, that's okay. I never accepted that as anything that was rational. So what's happened because of that? Women stop going to men's gynecologists, and most of them are now proved to our full women, especially, prefer to go to female gynecologists, obstetricians. But it never was that. Men, you have a female obstetrician. I mean, there was a Yikara Messiah. They write about her in the paper. Nowadays, I told you, I think the statistics were it's last year, that the class admitted to Albert Einstein It comprised 52% women. But that's a relatively new phenomenon. Last two decades, women began entering medicine full time. Still a big difference if a man becomes a doctor or a woman becomes a doctor. A woman becomes a doctor and wants to live the life of a family woman also. And usually her professional life is relatively short. Yeah. One child, two child, three children. She's going to have a decent-sized family. And sooner or later, she gives up. So those who are very ambitious gives up private practice and enters a clinic where hours are more regulated and so on. But others just drop out. So that the long haul of 4 years of college and 4 years of medical school and 2 years of residency, and if they went to a specialty, add another few years, it's big investment for a relatively short period compared to a man's professional life. Okay, let's go now to our next sugya. The tefillah b'chatzitz, intriguing, interesting halachic concepts here. And Ervin actually the mission of Ervin. Okay. The first mission Pergdal of Ervin. Omar Abhir Barashi Omar Rav. That's why the Bison and Abdallah. Binny of Erbin and Abdallah. Omar Abhi Ashi Omar Av, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin, Alochal Moshe Mishinai. All Ashiurim, Kezayas, Kebetza, Tefach, Ezba, they're all Alochal Moshe Mishinai. Right? Chatzitzin is our discussion. What's called chotzeitz, the gabi tefila, is halacha Moshe Mishinai. And mechitzin, halacha Moshe Mishinai. What's a proper mechitza? Asarat fochim, the din of Tzuras HaPesach, the halacha of Lovud. These are all halacha Moshe Mishinai. You with us? What's chatzitzin d'oraisa? Chatzitzin means shelo. Right, how's the pasuk go? The vacha says psoro v'moyim. Shelo ye davar chotzeitz beim psoro l'mayim. Then the Gemara there continues. Hilchasa is l'rubo l'miyuto, l'makpid u'shein makpid. What does that mean? Kid Rav Yitzchok. D'omar Rav Yitzchok, d'var toro rubo u'makpid olov chotzeitz. Rubo u'makpid olov chotzeitz. If most of the body has an accretion on it, something stuck to it, and is something which he finds objectionable. He wouldn't want to be seen publicly that way. When we're seen in public that way, then it's chotzetz. She'eino makpid olav, if he's not, doesn't care, right? Eino chotzetz. Came along the Rabbanon, emelech zeira. If it's rov ve'eino makpid, it's possible. If it's miyut u'makpid, it's possible. So the first question learning the Erevin that Elder Shoinam asked, what kind of language is this? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Right? Then it says, when it comes to chazitzin, there's a posuk. V'vochas et psoro b'amoyim. Has the psoro v'lo dovo rachotzitz. So what's halacha l'moshe misinai? The halacha l'moshe misinai is always not specific in the text, not a pasuk. So same deraisa, but it's halacha l'moshe misinai, we say. That's a separate unit. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not Torah Shabbat Peh, it's Torah B'Ksav. So what does the pasuk teach us, and what does halacha l'moshe misinai teach us? Tell us, number one, on this kasha, why you need two sources that are identical, but not accurate to say it's a halacha l'moshe misinai when it's a pasuk, or it's a pasuk when it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So Tosfos go in Sukkah, and Avov, who is interested there also in Chitzos, right? Says as follows. Din chatzitza we learn from Rochel Moshe Misinai. And therefore the posuk, the rochas of Sova Bamoyim, is redundant. It can be a redundant posuk in the Torah. Therefore it comes to teach you that Beis HaStorim, right, if there's something, Dova Rachotze, it's also Lot Tvila. What's Beis HaStorim? Rochas b'sor b'amoyim, right? Lo yedav chotzeitz refers superficially, on the surface. Now we have, we've spent enough time at it. And what about a filling in the tooth? What about braces? That's not on the surface. That's too much beis hasod. What about her wearing a diaphragm or a cervical cap that we spoke about? There's Dover HaChotzitz, but it's not what? Bibsoa. Sure, it's Bibsoa. Bocha said Bsoa Bamoyim, it's Haboso. So the Pesuk Bsoa Bamoyim comes to teach you that Dover HaChotzitz applies even to Beis HaStorim. From the Lochel Moshe Misinai, I would only know surface barriers. Here we know what? That the flesh cannot have an extraneous substance attached to it.
there in, on the same daf in Sukkah, you look at the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says that Aloch HaMoshe MiSinai came as a kule, not as a chumle. What I mean to say, we're not Aloch HaMoshe MiSinai, we would say V'rachas B'soro B'moyim. If it's not B'soro B'moyim, it's no tefillah. And if it's only 1/4 inch of the B'soro is not B'mayim, the text would leave you no leeway to say what that miut, the eino makpid, is okay. No, it's B'rachas Pasuk in the Torah. Came Aloch Moshe MiSinai and taught pshat in the Pasuk of the Torah. Very good. That's the normal role, right, of Torah Shabbat Peh, to come and teach you what the Ksav really means, right? Let you know, as the Aloch Moshe introduced the Kula to say that miyut ve'eno makbid is eino chotzitz. Only rubo or makbid or chalet. That's already Aloch Moshe MiSinai. It's not, I wouldn't infer that from the Pasuk. This is much 100% true about this. I looked up on the Meiri there for Pshat, and the Meiri there in Sukkah, right, says as follows. From the Pasuk, we will learn you can't put on a wetsuit and go into the mikveh. The Torah has b'soro b'moyim let you know that you have to be naked when you go into the water. Otherwise, the Torah has b'soro b'moyim, if it meant only going into the mikveh, what's wrong with wearing a wetsuit? You know what I mean by a wetsuit? Right? Okay? The snorkelers use, right, a rubber suit, hands, feet covered, neck covered, head covered, right? But he went, did he go swimming? He went swimming. Right? So from the Pasuk tells you, no good. He has to be berachas b'soro b'moyim, right? He has to get wet. A wet suit means the suit gets wet and he stays dry, right? No good. Came along Aloch HaMoshe MiSinai, that's all we know from the Pasuk. Then Aloch HaMoshe come and say that what? Even if his body gets wet, but the whole body doesn't get wet, only a little bit of the body gets wet, let you know it's also no good. What? Rubo, right? Umakbit olav, but from the Pasuk, I don't even know that Kula was no good. Therefore, the book comes along from Zila. Not 100% sure that's what the Meiri is saying, but that's as best I could do. Couldn't find anyone who says different shots in the Meiri. Nevertheless, what's the point? That's just, that's ready for Lomdus. We have two reasons why we need to worry about chatzitza. One, a pasuk in the Torah. Two, Aloch HaMoshe MiSinai. Each one covers a different area. The end result being that midoraisa, rubo, umakpid, is a psul deraisa. Miut veino makpid is muto. Miut umakpid is a gzeira de rabbanon. Rubo ve'eno makbid is a gzeirat rabbanon. You with us?
a quick aside, important halacha l'maisa. I might have mentioned it earlier this month. Does a woman have to be naked to go into the mikveh? Or can't she wear a bathing suit? The answer is clear. There's a good reason for it. She can wear a bathing suit also. On condition that there's no elastic on the legs that will prevent water from coming to that part. So if a woman wants to go into the mikveh wearing a tennis shorts and a polo shirt, perfectly fine. That's halacha l'maisa. We don't allow it. There's no reason to allow it. Because maybe she'll wear something which is chotzitz. But give me a reason why you want her to go in the mikveh not naked, and it's adequate. A pair of tennis shorts and a polo shirt for Chos and Tala who are traveling to a resort area may be a portable mikveh. If they can find a body of water, like Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, right? Then she can't go in there naked, because we don't have to go mikveh in a place where we're afraid she'll be afraid to be seen, and she's hurried, so we, sharks in the water or whatever it is, right? But if you have a place where there's relative privacy, but not so private as to walk around naked, but if someone would see a woman wearing tennis shorts and polo shirt jump into the water for a swim somewhere close to skier time, right? You say, well, that's, she must have been playing tennis and she's overheated, she's going in for a quick swim. There's no problem with my yomu agoyim. That's not chatzitz, it's not what we're talking about. Chatzitz means she's wearing a band-aid, she's wearing nail polish, right? She has braces on her teeth, she has stitches from a surgical wound that was sewn up. Then the question is, it's certainly talk about miut, not hob. Question is she makpid or not makpid? Which brings me to the next key question, overall, kloli question. Who determines makpid? I don't mean this is an example of chatzitza, but halacha, that's what we'll learn. I have a lady who makes a living dyeing clothes. And because of that, she always has color on her hand. Can she go to mikveh with her hand stained red, hand stained blue, purple? In halacha, chatzitza doesn't apply really, because anything which cannot be scraped off is not a davar chotzitz. It's not niklaf in other words. A stain, like a woman may be writing with a ballpoint pen and just go to mikveh and she can't get the ballpoint ink off her fingers, not a problem. That's not called chatzitz. It becomes part of the skin, stains the skin. Lalochitz, it doesn't present a problem. What does present a problem, meaning an answer, what's called chatzitz? Chatzitzo she makpedis. What's called makpedis? The woman with the dye on her hand, that's her business. She made peace with it, right? That's the mitzius. Not makpedis. We have a neighbor who's a plumber, right? And you wouldn't be seen publicly the way he's seen publicly. His nails are encrusted with black stuff, etc. Well, call the Shabbos. He's careful to come in clean. But during the week, during the day, he walks around like a slob, right? He's not makpid because the big sign on him, plumber, right? If the sign would be rov, he wouldn't do that. So hakpada depends on who you are, what you are, etc. That becomes a big problem. Halacha l'maisa, how do we term it peda? The way we can phrase the shaila is, Is kaveda personal or general? Is it public or private? Is a public or private decision? What's called hakpoda? What do you think?
I'll answer that question in a few minutes. Suppose that question is what's called hakpoda.
Right.
Where they go, boser over olam, right? Or you go on that individual himself. Second. We'll pick it up here in the piece of sugar. Okay, and Kutsa de Ches. Sicho Shetitvo, Kogufo, Bapamachas, the Peacock, Sol, Shroyel, Shum Dover Achotes. אפילו כל שהוא. אם דרך בני אדם לפעמים להקפיד עליו, חוצץ אפילו אם אין לו מקפיד עליו עתו, או אפילו אין לו מקפיד עליו לעולם, כיוון שדרך רוב בני אדם להקפיד עליו חוצץ. זה אז המחר בפסקן, אם היה חופר רוב גופו, אפילו אין דרך בני אדם להקפיד, וכך עושה חוצץ. So the Brahma holds, you go with Derech Rov Bnei Adam Lahakpid Olav. If, however, it's Chofer Rov Gufo, right, even in Derech Bnei Adam Lahakpid, also Chotzeitz. I can't find a good example of what would be something that's Chofer Rov Gufo. Right. I can only think of medical application. Someone has cracked ribs. A car accident, cracked ribs. Nothing much you can do for cracked ribs, but the person is very uncomfortable breathing. So if you ask them to stop breathing, it's not going to be such a good idea. All right. They try to make it easy for him, so they'll tape him. So you can have people with the whole torso held together, kishkas held together with tape, so that it restricts the breathing motion, makes it more comfortable for him to survive till the healing process is over. But there's another key issue here, and that is that the hair, seo, which is not part of the body halachically in many respects, right? Rabbi Shaila, whether it's called nene min aguf of a mess, also lanos min a mess, they cut off the hair, make a shaitel from it. Right? The hair is not part of the body. Hair is also unique in the Gavei Chatzitza. The hair is treated as a unit by itself, distinct from the rest of the body. So if most of the hair has a cover on it, when in wearing a tight-fitting snood or something, that would be a Shaila D'Oraisa of Kveda, if she in Makpeda Solo.
comes the Gemara and says, "Ulechatchila, lo tidvo." אפילו בדבורם שאינם חוצצים. זה ראות ודבורם החוצצים. That's why the chathila, women don't go into the mikveh with clothes. I have now a number of women who go regularly wearing a basically a bathrobe, kimono. They had to undergo breast surgery for cancer, and they're embarrassed. Big scar tissue there. They're embarrassed that the mikveh lady to be seen that way. So we wanted them to wear a loose kimono, a house dress, and they go in that way. It's no problem. It's not a double hachotzitz. But then you have them stay in the water before they dunk themselves. You have them stand in the water up to their neck for a few extra minutes to make sure that the dress is fully saturated there, and so that you have a chibur of the water to the water, and no problem. Okay, here are some interesting chinas. You know, all current common chinas. A woman is pregnant and gives birth, and she didn't exactly lose all the weight that she picked up during pregnancy. Now it's a few weeks after giving birth, has to go to the mikveh. Can't get the rings off her finger. Common shayla. We allow her to go to the mikveh with the rings on her finger. Here's examples that the Machaber gives. Elu dvorim shechotzesin. Here are examples of things that are dovo hachotzeitz. Right, b'miut, right? Chutei tzemer, chutei pishton, uvetzuo shekocho b'maseo b'rosh. Things that tie up the ponytails, they tie up the curls. Lo titfo b'hem ad shetarafe. She can't go miku, them she has to loosen them. B'mheim b'soch kliyasei, or if she braided the cloth, the whatever these things are for ornamental reasons, as you see, especially among the African Americans, they say all kinds of strange hairdos, which they think has to do with their African origins, and some kind of a remembrance of where they came from. There ain't moel behem rifyon. Loosening doesn't help because they're so intertwined. It's not possible to say that every hair has been exposed now to the water. Chatchila kol gufo has to be every hair. Remain kruchim b'sha'am b'kom ad b'guf, but she's wearing a bracelet of something. As girls will wear all kinds of things from Kevah Ochel, red ones to ward off the evil spirits, So and for something that's tied tightly to the wrist, right? Lo titl behem machitarafim. Chutz, except im heim kuchim b'tzavo ena chosin. If she's wearing it as a necklace, something tied around a tight necklace, the fish ain't a mahatgon, they're not tied so tight around the neck, except they are sometimes. Avo katla. Okay, what's the word katla? A killer, right? A killer necklace. Okay, I'm going to introduce that a little bit differently. What's a synonym for a Marine Corps, the Marines?
Jarhead.
Huh?
Marines are jarheads.
Leathernecks. What's leathernecks? Part of their uniform, still is a dress uniform. They wear a heavy leather thing around their neck to ward off sword thrusts. That's called a katla. Women wore too. Why do women wear it too? We have to understand this. Once upon a time, a skinny woman wouldn't find a husband because she's not a healthy woman. In the old days, the shatra gave you not the dress size, but the weight. A good, healthy, robust woman, that's what you wanted, able to raise your children. But they didn't all look that way, so they went up on date. They, just as now, they go ahead and they put on false eyelashes and they wear false nails, etc., to look nice. In those days, they put on a heavy band here to blow up the face, so she should look fatter. That's called the katla. Okay. Avokatla shiratzur haloka ruchova. שקורחס סובב סברו חוצצס מפני שחונקס עצמו בחוזק. Right? כדי שיהיה בשור הבולג ותירואה בלס בוסו. ומתוך שרצו החלוק ורחובה אין למה זה כוסו. I, why does she stop breathing? He's choking her? Not so. If it were a piece of electric cord tied that way, it would cut into the, it's like cut off her breathing. But here, since it's a big piece, but nevertheless, its relationship to the skin of the neck is a very tight one, and therefore it's chotzitz. Im achutin ha'elu chalulin also im asereshes ein achotzitzin. If they're open weave, these cloth bands, these whatever she's wearing. If they're open weave, of course, and they're not chotzitz.
What does that mean?
Okay.
What is open weave?
What's open weave?
Just
knitted, like something that's knitted.
Something that
has holes.
Has big holes.
Yeah. Big. Next, chute seor, ein chotzin. I don't know exactly what that is, but obviously they knew what it was. I give you an example. I don't think that's what they mean, but we have a common, a current example. which is a significant one, and that is a hairnet. I think Chuti Seir, look what Chuti Seir, what it's supposed to be, and the Taz has. Kuchen sover vasaros, v'lo mudoka behem. Al kenei chotzesin. And naturally, why you mention that, I think the Chuti Seir may mean chutim made from hair. Not chutim used on the hair. Stasim says chutim that's used on the hair. Yeah. We have that child today.
Reads.
Common problem. A woman has to go to mikveh, and there is no mikveh lady. One job, the main job of the mikveh lady, is one to remind the woman for davar chotzeitz. You sure you took everything out, to all the nail polish off, etc., etc. And the second thing is to see she went underwater. A woman comes in, and our women, even though they have their hair covered, doesn't mean they're all satna and have their hair cut off in the yichud room right after the chuppah. It's still the custom among the chassidim, especially the big sakna group. The woman basically takes a baldy, so she has no problems of covering her hair. She doesn't want to be seen except with a cover. Maybe the good idea, if they did cover their hair, then they could use shoe polish to match the dress. But if you don't cover your hair, and to my home experience, the shaitlets that they wear are made to allow for women with hair up to here to pull the hair up and fits it under the shaitl, like the Hindu turbans. That's something, and they don't cut their hair also. If you take off a turban, there's a mass of hair underneath it. Yeah. So what's your host to mikvah? She has a problem. If there's no one going with her to mikveh, either you have to allow her husband to go to make sure that she goes underwater and that one hair doesn't float up. So the proper conduct is to let her wear a hairnet. The hairnet, oh, some are made from human hair, I talk it. And maybe mimbamino in a chotzeis, that's also a big advantage, but even not so. That's vaday, nothing that is attached firmly. It's not twisted on, it just slipped over, right? And that guarantees that no hair will fail to go underwater, because if one hair stays up, then it's not roches kogu for bamoyim. Then there's no derabonim business. That's clear doraisa. It's not a tefillah, also a tefillah. It feels like. Okay, people, we'll stop here. We'll pick up from. There's a bit of work yet to do in the chassidus. The Seder HaYom, I think, will be Mitzvah Shem.